Hello and welcome to the Disney College Podcast.
No, you need more. You need more yelling. You need to yell into the microphone, James.
Okay, hang on. No, I shouldn't do that. It's probably gonna rupture your eardrums.
Were you just gonna pull the like headphone mic towards you and yell into that? Because that's not what I mean.
But that's might have been what I said. Hey, you said yell into the microphone. Oh, geez.
Disney College Podcast. James is here as always, but today we have a special guest, returning guest Nick Cherry.
Wait, who are you?
What?
You didn't introduce yourself.
Oh yeah, I'm Bradley. Whatever. If you listen to the show, which I don't know. Just
really
go back.
Really derailed the train there, James.
Yeah, I was so hyped for this episode, James, and you just said. You just threw it off. Although I don't ever listen back anymore, but I would have listened back and been like, oh, I didn't introduce myself. So
they don't know who you are by now. I mean, what? You guys have done like a year, right?
Yeah, like a year and 2 months or something like that. And I've only tried to quit once.
Wow. So, you've talked about quitting a lot more.
Yeah, it's always a one day thing. And then James is like, but I don't want to. And I'll be like, all right, yeah, I get that. And then we continue on, and then I become obsessed with it. And then, you know, there's one day that I just go, I don't want to do it anymore. It's a cycle. But yeah, Nick is back. You might have heard Nick on our episodes. I don't know our episode names, but he's on a bunch of them.
Yeah, he's on the reunion episodes.
Yeah. Sometimes he shows up and his name's not even in the description sometimes. Like when you came on and bullied James.
Let's use a different word. That it wasn't bullying.
Yeah, it wasn't bullying. It was James, how would you describe it?
Was that when we were putting our Avengers team together?
Yeah.
Is that the Avengers episode?
No, that was a reunion one.
They all blend together.
They do. That's the thing. Like when we record multiple in a week, like, or multiple in the same night, like you've texted me or other people have texted me before and been like, hey, I'm listening. You said this. And I'm like, maybe. But Nick is here to tell us about. Actually, this is a good. I just realized you went to Disney like right as everything was closing. And then you went kind of during the pandemic, in a sense.
But first, I want to just, I have a couple questions about the podcast in general. You know, pad the runtime here. This is going to be one of your longer episodes.
Oh, God.
But I have a question. Is there a leaderboard for the number of times that people have been on? I think Connor might have me beat, but I definitely got to be up there, right?
I honestly think you just passed Connor. I don't have a leaderboard. I could go through the descriptions and check for you.
No, it's fine. I mean, Connor's a better podcaster than I am, but it's nice to be mentioned in the same vein or same voice, breath, so, sentence, you know.
Let's see which ones you were on. You were on Disney College Program Reunion. You were on, I don't even know the names of these. I'm digging way back here. God.
The last time I was on, I think I said I'd be on again in 3 weeks, and that was about 5 months ago.
Yeah, we were going to do that. I remember we were going to do that, and I think because we were doing that little story thing that we tried to do, and because I was moving, and then I realized the story thing was harder than just talking and not editing. And then, you know, we just adopted that and never stopped.
Yeah. I also was going to appear on the roast, but I needed a long roast. James, specifically, a lot of them were targeted at you. No offense, but
there's no surprise there.
I was ready. I was ready. No, I mean, I love you. Don't get me wrong, but some things that I had to say. All good natured, folks. James and I, where we get along, it's all for the clicks or the listens, I guess.
Yeah, we go way back. It's all fun and games.
Yeah, man.
I have to Google something because I was gonna say a phrase, but I don't remember if it's like a Jeff Dunham quote, and I don't know why I would know it if it was a Jeff Dunham quote.
I hope it's not.
I have no idea. So, Nick, oh, it was Family Guy. I was going to say something like, oh, so you really grind his gears?
Oh, yeah.
It would have worked better in the context, but it's, you know.
I got to see you recently. That was cool.
We did. Since Nick's last appearance, me and Nick got to see each other.
Yeah. I was begging you to take the interstate that went by my house instead of the other one, and you did. And we got to hang out.
We did. So that was Nick is also the first person that I have seen from Disney, or was the first person in what, 3.5 years that I don't know how to explain it, but out of everybody from Disney, including James, you were the first one I have seen in three and a half years. And then James was the second because I saw James.
Take that, James.
Yeah, I'll stick with number two. I will always be a number two to you, Brad.
Staying on brand with the poop humor, I see.
Oh, if we want to talk about poop, I've had the worst. Nope. Nope. I had the worst diarrhea for 3 days. Awesome. Couldn't tell you what it was, but you're all welcome for that.
And everyone goes, and I'll catch up with them next week. If they already haven't left by hearing my voice, they were like, well.
They're just quickly, hey, we still get the views.
So yeah.
We'll get the view. Even if you click play, we get a view. So that's just nice.
So if they click play and then rewind it and click play again, is that two views or listens?
I don't know if they rewind it. If they like start it and then fast forward through it and then start it again, that would be two views.
Got everyone listening, do that. This
do that right
the most
now.
Listened episode of all time.
Yeah. If you did, this will be the ad for the episode. I need everybody at around 7 minutes and 20 something seconds. Like, hit pause or fast forward and then start the episode and move back to whatever time I said previously.
Okay, do it now. And welcome back.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for doing that. If you didn't do it, it's still opportunity to. You have a better idea of the timer than I do because we got the intro in there and we got I don't cut anything except for like the very beginning and the very end. But oh god, I burped. I'm sorry, everyone. I'm drinking like my first soda in a long time. By that I mean in like a week. Bad time to do it. But
neat.
So Nick, how was your Disney trip?
It was.
Tell us about that.
So you mentioned that I was there. I went in my second year of law school. I went to on spring break. I went with a friend of the podcast and our friend, former roommate, Brandon. We went down in early 2020. And I was in Epcot when everything was announced that it was shutting down. I was worried that I wasn't going to be able to get home. But like, you know, that was fun. And then. You know, I was sitting at home, obviously took the pandemic very seriously. Whenever I heard that all these things were like reopening and there were no waits, it was so hard to not book a trip right in October, November, to set, like right then and go. I think I texted Brad about it, like, I need to go.
I think I also said, I need to go. And then it didn't work out because it started picking back up. And I'm like, oh, good thing we didn't go.
So I got vaccinated in May, I think it was my second shot, or April, one of the two, and no, it was May. And right around that time, if you remember, everyone was like, okay, well, it's safe to travel now, you're vaccinated, things are trending downward, it should be good by July. So I was like, okay, well, I'll schedule a trip, you know, just a long weekend down to Disney for August. I'll take the bar exam, go down. I don't think any of us knew about the Delta variant or that it was going to happen. But yeah, I ended up going down. Everything was fine. The parks were, I think it's a combination of when I went, cause it was right around the time that school was starting. The temperature, the fact that there was a, you know, still technically in a pandemic and, also the elimination of FastPass, which we can cover all that, but it was a lot of fun and the lines were really manageable. I did the Boobash, and the food was fantastic, which
a Boobash?
No, just in the park in general. I mean, I can give you a rundown. We can talk about each. I mean, I was only there from Wednesday night to Sunday, but I can give you kind of a rundown of what I did each day. And if you have any questions about specific things, we can talk about that if you want.
Yeah, absolutely. Just because I know we've mentioned it on the show, but I'll mention it now. Like Nick, I also said, you know, vaccine, or it was more of when they were around the corner. I was like, vaccines are around the corner. Once I get it, I'm invincible, which is not something to think. But I booked a Disney trip, and I will be going in 3 weeks. So this is good to know, like, things that have changed, things are the same. Like, what's going on? I haven't been since Star Wars opened. I haven't been since Toy Story opened. I haven't been since, the pandemic probably changed a lot. But so, yeah, let's do a day by day. I'm curious.
All right. So, fun fact, I was super worried about going still. So I bought these masks. I'm not going to say the name of the brand name, but they were advertised as being like the official masks of a school that I like's athletic department. I was like, well, clearly they must be good. They said they're better than N95 masks. They block out 99.99% of pathogens going in and out. We were allowed to wear them down, but on the way back, the guys were like, you can't wear those on the plane. So that was kind of a pain in the neck, and neither that company nor the airline has responded to my questions as to why or if I ever was allowed. So,
what did they look like?
They kind of look like stormtrooper masks, but they had, I mean, there were no holes in them. It just had like different filters.
Huh. But like, why you can't?
Well, it's weird because when I wore it down, they were like, "That's fine," and when I wore it back, they were like, "No." And the company even advertised like, airline approved, but I don't know if they are or if they were just lying, but I've called like 3 times. I'm not going to complain. I just want to know.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we went down Wednesday, and since we got in, we just we ate dinner. I went to Disney Springs, and I remember that Mexican restaurant. It's called Frontera Cocina. It's right across from where the Sprinkles cupcake ATM is. We used to always walk by there and go, someday we'll eat there, but it was always packed.
I don't, but I'm sure James knows, right, oh, James?
I know. I know exactly where you're talking about.
That restaurant is lovely. It's so nice. We sat outside by the water. The meal was so fresh and so good. Highly recommend it. It was very nice. The waitress was fantastic. I liked everything about it.
I've heard really good things about that place. The frozen stuff you find at the supermarkets, not so much, but
no. But the food itself. But so we stayed. Since we booked it, we were looking to, you know, not spend an arm and a leg. So we stayed at the Dolphin, which, despite being super fancy, is a Marriott hotel. My mom's a Marriott member, so it really was like $150 less than every Disney hotel.
How far is it off? Is it like on the property? Is it off?
It's right in the same area as the boardwalk. Like, you walk out of it, but it's a hike to get anywhere inside the Dolphin. You have to like go in an elevator and walk down like a long hallway. It's a nice hotel, but if I ever go back, when I go back, I'm going to be staying on Disney property. Just the perks, you know, everyone talks like, oh, the buses and oh, the convenience and blah, blah, blah. It really is. I mean, it was on property, but it's not a Disney-owned property. We say there because it was more convenient price-wise, but, you know, I remember one of the last days, my dad and I talking, we're like, yeah, it's let's stay at Disney-owned properties from now on, Disney resorts.
That's what I was thinking, like, this time around, because I'm going with former guest Dan and Emmy, who hosts another show on here, but they were kind of hinting, like, oh, well, why don't we stay off property? It's cheaper. And I'm like, oh, if you want the full Disney experience, you got to stay on property.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be easier to get everywhere. It's, you know, like, oh, we could just take a shuttle. I'm like, yeah, but you'd be on property.
It's pricier, but I mean, for the, I remember we went to Magic Kingdom and when you take the one bus, you know, from a property, it brings you right to the front of Magic Kingdom, right? When you take the bus from a Disney affiliate hotel, or it takes you to Ticket and Transportation Center. So it's, I mean, it's a minor inconvenience, all things considered, but I mean, you're paying more to stay at a Disney hotel most likely than you could at other places. Even the Disney affiliate hotels, or the Disney, what are those, like friendly neighbor ones, like the Holiday Inn and all that. But I think the extra money is worth it just because of the convenience, you know, for Skyliners or buses, or, you know, because some of the places they, I remember our hotel, they said that, oh, our buses stopped running 45 minutes after park close. Well, they took that as literal park close, not Boobash park close. So we just started taking the bus back to the boardwalk and walking. And I was like, well, I'm going to stay at the boardwalk next time. I don't care if it's more expensive. I'll rent vacation club points if I have to.
Yeah, the thing I've considered is they came out with, what are those called? The annual passes. And I'm like, I kind of wish that they came out with these before, because it would have been cheaper for me to, the whole vacation would have been cheaper, and I could have went multiple times. I would have had to spend a little bit more for the hotel, but I kind of wish, I don't know why I even just thought of that, or what it had to do with anything.
Well, if you guys ever want to talk about the annual pass and the Genie Plus stuff, I have many thoughts about that as well.
Oh, go in on it. We talked about it last week, kind of. Oh,
I know, I listened to it. But I want to do like a full deep dive episode.
Oh yeah, especially like maybe right when it launches, we will. What are your immediate thoughts though? Do you like it? Do you dislike it?
It's tough to say. I'm a big. I think the parks are better without FastPass. I
haven't experienced it yet, but I'm probably gonna agree with you on that.
Because, I mean, I saw somewhere that it's estimated that for every 3 people that got in the standby lane, 8 fast pass people went by. And, like, the lines were so long. The longest line I waited in was, like, 35 minutes.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
And I have family that's there now, and they said the longest line was 25 minutes is for Peter Pan and Seven Dwarfs, which you'd expect. I don't know why Peter Pan always has such a long line. It's not that great of a ride. I guess it's a classic, but it's not
even one of the originals, I think. That's probably all.
But like, It's a Small World doesn't have that line. I think It's a Small World's much better than Peter Pan.
I think, I mean, when we were living down there, Mine Train had like a 3-hour wait, and I'm like, who would wait in 3-hour wait for that ride?
I mean, I don't know. There's a lot, but I think that initially it's probably going to be, because there's the Genie, right, which like helps plan, like, hey, this park, this is open, go here. And then there's Genie Plus, which is the one that you pay like $15 to $30 to pick a ride at a time, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like,
there's also Lightning Pass.
Yeah, I'm gonna need to do way more research because it's all very confusing to me just reading it, because it's so like the press releases are so terminology heavy.
Yeah. The worst part is it's gonna like, for like my parents or whatever, like they're not gonna want to have 3 apps that they have to juggle like when they go down. So it's a tough thing.
Because when my parents were with me, if I wasn't with them, like the QR scanning and all that stuff, I mean, if you're not tech savvy, it's difficult. It's not undoable. Yeah. But I also think, I mean, I'm going to give Disney the benefit of the doubt. I know people are sitting there like, this puts them in the same league as Universal and Six Flags. And first of all, Universal's great, but it's also not nearly as much as it is there. But also, like, they're not doing these things on a whim. I'm pretty sure that these things are studied by, you know, actuaries and, you know, math people that know way more than we'll ever know. And if it doesn't work out, I'm sure they'll remedy it.
Yeah. That was my thought too. I think it'll work out. I'm not thrilled about it, but it's not gonna affect my trip.
People are gonna complain no matter what you do at those parks.
Absolutely.
I mean, you could be like people be like, we love Stitch, give us more Stitch. All right, we're gonna make a new Stitch ride. Boo, boo, get rid of Stitch.
We want the old Stitch ride that nobody went on.
We want hot dog burps in our face. But, yeah, so So then Thursday was our, I went to Hollywood Studios, and I hadn't been to Hollywood Studios since we worked there. So I hadn't been, you know, Mickey and Minnie in front of a railway. I'd been to Toy Story Land, Star Wars Land.
When you went down with like Connor and Brandon, you guys didn't go to Hollywood Studios?
No, because I wanted to wait until Star Wars Land was open then. And then we went the next year, it was open, but we didn't get there in time to get Rise of Resistance stuff.
Oh, did you get on Rise?
I did.
You're going to have to give me all the tips. You're going to have to give me all the tips on how to get on.
Also, there's a really good video. And you know what? Since I've watched it and give it to everybody I know, I might as well give the people a shout out. The YouTube channel Park Hop Till We Drop has the video that I used. It's called How to Get a Good Boarding Group, Rise of Resistance. It's a 14-minute video. The first 5 or 6 minutes are him just talking. It's helpful things, but if you just want to know, it starts at like around 6 minutes. And I followed every tip they had, and I got it. And then the people that I gave the video to, they went on today. They got boarding group 18. I got boarding group 50.
Oh, that's awesome. So, yeah, you'll have to send me that, because the person I'm going with is a massive Star Wars fan, to the point that their number one thing they wanted to do was book an appointment to build a lightsaber.
Yeah.
Like one of those $300 lightsabers. So one of the nights they're doing that.
Wednesday night, I was sitting on a bench waiting to take me back to the resort area, and this kid sits next to me and like looks at me and then pulls out this big green lightsaber and like looks at me and nods like, yeah, you jealous? I was more just terrified that this random teenager by himself just like, look at my lightsaber. But I woke up at like 5 a.m, and I'm not a morning person by any stretch, but I was like a kid on Christmas. I was so excited, and I did the countdown, got boarding group 50, went in early to Rise. I think the park opens about an hour before it opens.
Yeah.
And we got on Slinky Dog Dash, and we did Toy Story Midway Mania. We did both of those rides. The park opens at 10. We did both of those rides by 9:10.
Wow.
Or no, the park opens at 9. We did both the rides by 9:10. So we got to do, I mean, it took us longer than 10 minutes, but not that much longer. And then Toy Story is awesome. There's no shade in Toy Story Land. But the aliens throwing saucers is a lot of fun. It's simple. It's a little kid ride, obviously, but it is fun. It's better than the teacups, in my opinion. I think Slinky Dog Dash is pretty good. Toy Story Mania is great. It's weird. It's Toy Story Mania in Florida and Toy Story Midway Mania in California.
That's weird. I never knew that.
There's a lot of Toy Story rides. I would say probably that's the franchise that has the most rides in Disney parks.
I think I've said it to you before, but did you know I've never been on Mania because every time I've been there, the line's been too long or I couldn't get a fast pass and it just...
Well, it'll be short when you go. It was like 5 minutes for the first hour and a half of the park being open.
Perfect.
And then we went to Toy Story, or when we went to Star Wars Land, and the entrance from Star Wars Land by Muppet Vision is awesome. Yep. You like walk through like this rock structure, like this bridge, and you come out the other side, and you're in like the bazaar of Batuu. It's super cool. The entrance on the way from Toy Story Land to Star Wars Land is just kind of like you walk in, and all of a sudden it's Star Wars Land. It's like,
I'll have to experience both of them.
And then I got a Ronto. I got a breakfast Ronto wrap. It was pretty good. I heard the regular Ronto wraps are a lot better. I feel like in it's very similar. I know that you're not a Universal guy, Brad, James. I'm not sure if you are. But it's very similar in tone to how the Harry Potter stuff is, just because it doesn't feel like it's just like, oh, look at the theming. It's like you're in that area. And I feel like had it not been COVID, this park would be like even better. That is awesome because there's like X-Wings and different transports all over. It was a 5 minute wait and I did the single rider lane for Millennium Falcon. And I went and there was all coincidentally just a family of four. And the lady's like, have you been on this ride before? And I said, no. And she goes, okay, well, you'll be the engineer. We've been on it 5 times, and that's the worst one. I was like, oh, I thought you were going to be nice and let me be something other than the engineer. So these two kids are flying and awfully. I mean, they're like 8 years old and just crashing. The dad is going crazy on the guns, and the mom's filming the kids. So we're taking damage the whole time because she's not firing. And I'm in the back just flipping buttons. That's fun, I guess. That ride is it's creative. But if you're not like a pilot, or maybe I was a pilot later on with my friend Trevor. But otherwise, it was just kind of like I got off and I went, eh.
Does it flip?
No, you just it's just like a it's very it's like Star Tours that you pilot.
Oh, I'm going to be the pilot.
It is fun. I was the up down pilot when I went on it, and the whole time I was like, let's just go up and avoid conflict. Like I want to go above the bridge, and they won't let you. It's like you hit it like a thing. So you're just like kind of pointed upward, just kind of glitching. So it's pretty fun. Sorry, go ahead.
The one thing I did hear about that ride is like they make it seem like you're the only one.
Yeah, like, it's really neat because I mean, I'm not going to give spoilers for Rise of Resistance, but that's the best ride I've ever been on.
In regard to Rise of Resistance, I actually have looked up what happened because I heard there was a drop and I don't like drops.
It's not so bad.
I was sitting there and I was debating on it. And then I'm like, you know what? I'll regret it if I don't. So that, and we're also going to Universal. So I'm going to Universal for the first time and there's a bunch of rides there. I'm kind of like, I don't think I'm going to like this, but I'm still going to go on it.
Which ones?
Jurassic World.
Oh, that's Jurassic Park. That's fine. I mean, it's just a big drop at the end. It's like a flume ride.
And what was the other one? All the Harry Potter ones, I think.
The Harry Potter rides are, like, the Hagrid ride especially, is, until I run on Rise, it was my favorite ride in Orlando.
All right. I'll have to. I don't even like roller coasters, but I will stick it out and I will go on. I will just take most of my anxiety meds that day.
If we get to talking about Rise, listeners, I will give a spoiler warning, and then there will be like a commercial in between. I'll have Brad edit a commercial in, so you know when to start listening again.
So we're going to talk about Rise. Maybe we'll wait to talk about Rise until I get back.
Okay,
I know a lot about it, but I don't know how it.
Brad, I just want to talk about it because I'm sure Brandon would like to as well because he wrote it in California.
Oh, so it was that's Ooh. Awesome.
It's the same ride, but we were texting immediately because I told him don't give me any spoilers, just let me know what you thought, and he just sent me back like a shocked emoji. He's like, that was the greatest thing I've ever done.
You know what we'll have to do when I get back, after we have our initial episode that me and James have planned for when I get back. We will have one just called Rise of the Resistance, where all of us, there's a spoiler warning at the beginning, and everyone who's been on Rise of the Resistance from the college program will come in and talk about it.
Deal. I'm in. But also, Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway is a lot of fun.
That's what I'm really excited about. I'm excited for that one.
If you can ride it before Rise, do it. It's similar in certain ways, but it's great on its own. But I was like, nothing can top Rise after I went on it. So I don't think I gave it the respect it deserves, but it's super cute and it's based on those shorts that are super fun. James, have you been on it?
Yeah, I've been on it.
It's fun, right?
Yes, it's very cute.
I think Disney is really doing a thing where they're really just upping their game just in terms of ride technology, story, and like just like cues, like doors that you don't expect, and it's crazy stuff. It's so much fun.
I heard also a rumor that Goofy drives the train.
Yep.
And that sounds like a horror ride and not even a like.
No, you don't see him that much.
Good.
I was in the front row and I saw him a couple times, but he's keeping his eyes on the road.
Okay, good. As long as he's not being goofy.
And I went to Pizza Rizzo, which always gets made fun of in like Disney circles. It was great. It was a nice way to get out of the heat. And the pizza was fine.
I always used to enjoy it a lot. I mean, I haven't, the one time I went during the program, it wasn't my favorite because I had been, oh, I didn't go, the time before it was Pizza Planet when I went.
Oh, well, it's, I mean, it's fine. It's not like the greatest pizza ever, but it was fun.
Yeah, I liked it. It was good.
And then, of course,
the pizza later was the same as every other place, but it was, it was fun.
And later in the day, I did Tower of Terror and Rock and Roller Coaster.
Those are two that I will not go on.
Rock and Roller Coaster is fine. It is fun. Yeah, and then Friday was, I went to Epcot, did Test Track first thing in the morning. That was a lot of fun. It was sweltering hot. Like walking around the World Showcase, and I think when you go, a lot more of the other countries will be open, but the food was really good. The drinks were good, but obviously, like, it was to a point where it was just uncomfortable at a certain point. Like, there was a lot more I wanted to do, but the people I was with were like, or at least a couple of the people I was with were just miserably hot. Like, can we go back?
Yeah.
So I did the American Adventure, and I think I texted in the group about this. I didn't see them shake hands. They always shake, Mark Twain and Ben Franklin shake hands, and they didn't shake hands.
Huh.
And I was like, we just sat through a 20-minute animatronic show to see them not shake hands.
Was it better than what's that called? The Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow one?
It's different. It's longer and drier.
I think I've been on it before. My dad likes all the history rides, so when we went as a family, it was primarily like, let's go to the Hall of Presidents.
Yeah, I didn't do Hall of Presidents. I didn't want to hear some random guy yelling about how either Biden's great or Biden's terrible.
Especially given all the stuff that's going on. Works on that.
Oh my gosh, really in the political climate we live in with the stuff going on. I'm not going to talk about, you know, the political world right now. But I mean, I just didn't even want to deal with it.
No, I wouldn't either.
But oh, I forgot, when I was at Hollywood Studios, I did Lightning McQueen's Racing Academy.
Ooh. What is that?
So you go in and you sit on benches and they go, ladies and gentlemen, Lightning McQueen. And it's a pretty impressive Lightning McQueen animatronic. Like, it's a projected face, so you can kind of tell. But like, he's moving. And then he just like shows you how his racing simulator, I think it's from the third movie, works. And then Chick Hicks hacks into it and he races Chick. But then like, he's on a screen. Lightning's the only animatronic, and then another, like a bus from the third movie, brings her screen over and hits his screen, and he falls. So it's like, imagine if right now through the Skype I flicked the screen and you got flicked in the nose. It doesn't make any sense.
But I'm doing it. I will. The story behind my love for Lightning McQueen right now, besides, you know, the great Crocs that came out. Our friend Chris, who is unfortunately moving this week, maybe we'll have him on next week, but we were sitting there listening to songs that trashy white people listen to, and Life is a Highway came on. And he goes, you know, I've never seen Cars. And so, you know what we did? We made him watch Cars. And anytime he picked up his phone, we were like, Chris, you are missing key details. So everybody else was allowed to be on their phone except for Chris.
I like Cars.
And it was good.
The Disney car stuff in the parks is fun. The one in California looks awesome.
I don't understand it. Like, I don't get how, like, they're driving and there's a mattress. Like, who's sleeping on that mattress?
Well, is gasoline their, is oil their blood? Or is it their water? Is gasoline their food? Because they have wasabi, and he mentions ice cream. They have tongues.
It makes no sense.
All good points.
There's a car pope, so they're religious. Was Jesus a car? Also, I'm pretty sure that at one point in the first movie, there's a family of minivans.
Yes, there are.
Are the children made and adopted? Or are they, do they come out of the mom?
Yeah, where do they? Who knows?
If I was a car and I got a new engine, is that like a heart transplant?
Yes.
Can cars be immortal?
The creepy part is, so like the truck that is carrying Lightning McQueen, is Lightning McQueen inside of him?
Yeah, he is. Or I think he's inside him. I think it's like him carrying a wagon. But I also, like, the one car is obviously like a hippie stoner. Would a car smoke to get high?
What's it called? Carbon monoxide?
Oh, the one it's, that makes it's you... extra good because it's called carbon.
Yeah. There should be an origin story for cars. That's all I'm saying.
Well, it's also weird because the cars sleep in... do they have... like, I know that they sleep in cones in the one movie, but do they have houses?
That's a good question.
What are they just crabs. In the third movie, there are crabs.
There are flies in the first one, like little car flies. How come some things are cars when there's some actual, like, animals?
Yeah, why aren't the crabs little, like, 4x4s?
I still don't understand it, but the first one's cows, a lot of fun.
Right? Aren't the tractors
Yeah, they
cows?
Do. Yeah, and then they tip them over.
So what comes out of those cows?
Milk, I guess.
Oh.
Oh, you know what it is? With my old car, when you looked in the oil thing, because water would leak into there, there was like this white substance. It's that.
So what do they use it for in their world? Do they drink it?
Yeah, oh. What is the cow's purpose?
And then if they don't have a purpose, why do they keep them?
That's true.
I also, I've never seen planes, but I often wonder, what's the relationship between cars and planes in this world?
Dan, James can answer you. He's seen planes. It was listed as one of his top movies.
Man, I don't even recall.
You said it was one of your favorite Disney movies.
I don't understand the lore of all of it. I don't dedicate my life to cars and planes.
You've never thought to be like, what's the relationship between planes and cars if they're both sentient?
Well, now I do.
Are there boats in this world?
Yeah, there's boats. There's boats and cars too.
So I have a question. If a car and a boat were to mate, would it be one of those aquatic cars, like the duck tours?
They come out as a duck tour boat.
Yeah, like the ones that can go in water, or like Lyndon B. Johnson, I think, had one.
Oh, we have those are big in Boston.
Yeah. What are those? Are those considered like freaks of nature?
This is very mind-boggling.
And also, the one car is an army car. So there are car wars.
Which I think we've talked about in the episode, and this is dark, but it means, I won't say that, never mind.
Okay, I don't even know what you're telling me off air. But another one that I want to know is, in the end of the movie, when the guy's in the drive-in theater, which you would assume all theaters would be drive-in theaters, he says, you're a toy car. Well, does that mean that there are cars that play with toy cars? And how? How do they pick them up?
Why do they stick their tongues out so much?
Why do they need tongues?
Ugh.
Why in the second movie is that car's headlights its eyes, when in other movies their eyes are on the windshield?
Oh man.
If somebody puts a car on blocks, is that the equivalent of chopping off someone's arms and legs?
Oh no. If they pop a tire, is that a broken leg?
When Lightning McQueen got painted, is that just like makeup, or did he change his entire, like his skin?
Oh no.
Which I'll go on record as saying that when Lightning McQueen gets painted in the first movie, that's a better look than his other looks.
You see, I disagreed when we watched it. I said it was a bad look, but then one of my friends said, no, that's a better look, and I cowered out of
the... All right, James, what do you think? You're the tie-breaking vote.
I mean, you got to go with the iconic look, but
that new look he got was all, it was so sleek.
Okay, you can't just say that you agree with both of us. I asked you to pick a side. James,
in a way,
I am the least confrontational siding person.
No, James, answer it this way. Kerchow or Kerchew?
Oh, Kerchew, 100%.
Oh, that's
so you me. like the whatever the second one we said was.
Yeah. I'm a Kerchew kind of guy.
God.
And everyone at home is saying to themselves, "What?
What does he mean?"
Maybe
so
anyway,
we'll discuss that on the episode. Maybe not.
I'm so confused about the world of cars. Nothing makes sense.
Nothing. But I appreciate it.
Like, is a German-built car in America instantly going to have a German accent? Or is that bad to assume?
That means there was a World War II with cars, and that's...
Oh, my God. Well, it doesn't necessarily mean that, does it?
Well, there's a lot of, like...
We know there was a car Vietnam. So I'm pretty sure that that one car guy fought in something similar.
Cars, if John Lasseter wasn't a creep, we would have him on and ask him.
Well, I don't know if you'd have him on either way.
You never know. You never know. We could.
Yeah, no, I not guess.
Anymore. Not anymore. We could have.
So anyway, also, like, you know how the guys who own Rusty's are all, like, covered in rust?
Yes.
Is that, like, a skin condition? Or does that mean you're dying?
Oh, no.
Because, like, Lightning McQueen's just like, just use Rusty's. Is that... let's change it. I was at Epcot on Friday. It was super cool. Very hot, though. There's a fun drum act in Canada. They call themselves, like... something that doesn't really fit, but they're Bakers Who Drum.
Ooh.
And they're not as fun as the Beat Builders are in Universal, which I can send you guys a video of me as the volunteer of the Beat Builders. I got to put on a hat and everything. But they're entertaining, and it was weird. I was like, let's go sit in the shade. It'll cool us down. It was so much hotter in the shade. I like, woke up, and I was like, oh, my God. And then that night, we went back, you know, freshened up, and then we went to the Boo Bash.
And that was the one thing that we were doing. We're doing Boo Bash, but we all kind of were bummed out that it wasn't the full Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween.
So let me preface this by saying that I've heard so many people and seen so many people complaining that things were cut, and everyone's entitled to their opinion and stuff and saying it's not worth the money. I think that if you want, especially if you're going to Magic Kingdom on a Saturday, like I am, even the crowds weren't bad. I mean, on a Saturday, they're going to be worse than they are during the week.
Yeah.
I think the Boo Bash was 110% worth it.
Okay, good.
I don't even really like Halloween stuff. I don't like Nightmare Before Christmas stuff, but I didn't watch any of the parades. I saw, but they have like some fun characters sitting around talking like to people, some fun actors. And every single ride I walked on.
Ooh.
Except for Peter Pan, which if I do it again, I was like, let's see what the hype about this is. Waited 25, 30 minutes, got on. The girl was like, the cast member there was very good, said, I'm putting some pixie dust on it, put the lap bar down. Then the ride, it like did an abrupt start and stop, and my head smacked against the sail of the thing, which is not soft. Yeah. It's a hard ceramic sail. And ooh. I was like, well, now I have a concussion on Peter Pan. But
broken leg on Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah,
broken leg on Winnie the Pooh, and then a concussion on Peter Pan.
But it was so worth it. I mean, we did Pirates of the Caribbean, walked on. We did Pirates like twice, I think. We did Haunted Mansion, walked on. We did Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, walked on. And then it was like a 35-minute wait when we went, but that was the longest wait. They have all you care to eat: Mickey ice cream sandwiches, Mickey bars, sodas, waters, and popcorns. I didn't eat dinner that night.
Is it free?
It's free with admission.
What?
Yeah, I mean, they have stuff you can pay for, like a fancy churro. But why? I probably had, I didn't eat dinner that night, and my dinner was, I had like 9 cut things of popcorn, a Mickey bar, and some soda. And then they have trick-or-treating stands too, where they just give you a ton of like M&Ms and Snickers and all that stuff. But the it's so fun. And like most of the major rides are open. Like I walked on to Space Mountain. I did just about everything I wanted to do. Then that way, when we went on Saturday, we could just do some of the greatest hits and just go.
Yeah. That's what we kind of did. Like we have a full day there on one of the weekdays. And then we also did Boo Bash. And then we gave Hollywood Studios 2 days.
Yeah.
So that we could try to, if we don't hit Rise of the Resistance one day, we can try the next day.
You can even try both days. But
we should, yeah.
Because if you don't get it at 7, you can get it again at 1.
True.
But what's cool about it is just, I mean, the next day we were just relaxed. It's like, oh, you want to go ride Pirate? Like, wait times were down across the park. The only ride that was open that I didn't do at Boo Bash was Splash Mountain because I didn't want to be wet. But, like, they turned off the thing where when somebody goes down the hill, they splash. At least it was off whenever I went on Saturday. So, like, I didn't really get that wet. I got, there were, like, only children in front of me on the ride. So I got kind of wet. But I don't know. It was well worth it. And everybody that I was with that did it said, I'm glad we did that. Because it was not only fun, but, I mean, the free snacks. I mean, the Mickey bars are great. The Mickey ice cream sandwiches are great. The popcorn was really good. The Jungle Cruise has kind of a spooky... Jungle Cruise at night is super cool. We had Skipper Devin. Shout out to Skipper Devin. She was great. Her name is spelled H-E-L-P, apparently. That's how she spelled it. That's a joke. Get it? Because Jungle Cruise? but
it took me a second.
It was way worth it. And then... and obviously, I can answer any questions you have specifically about it, but I just want to wrap up mine. That way, we're not talking forever. Saturday, I went back to Magic Kingdom. It was obviously hot again, too. I ate lunch at Cosmic Rays, which I think a lot of people overlook Cosmic Rays as a quick service, but it has Sunny Eclipse, number one. And number two, I got the spicy chicken sandwich. And
they had that. Now
the
I
person
do.
I was with got chicken tenders, and the chicken tenders were very good. And they gave a ton of chicken tenders, a ton of fries. But I got the spicy chicken sandwich, and it was legitimately great. Like, the bun was toasted. It had bacon on it. It had cheese. It was really, really good.
Wow.
I'll be buying that. And I used to work in Cosmic Rays, so I'm excited to try the chicken sandwich.
It's not, like, gourmet, but it's. I think it's better than most fast food places that have spicy chicken sandwiches.
Sweet. Yeah, most of them that I've had have been really bad recently. So.
And then for dinner, I went to the Jungle Skipper Canteen, the place that's across from the Jungle Cruise. And that restaurant was fantastic. I can't wait to go back. So anyone listening, if you're thinking about maybe going, go. There's not a ton of, like 2 or 3 appetizers. I got the capachas, which are like these corn tortillas, and they were gone in an instant. Everyone at our table was like, these are fantastic. I got it's called Tastes Like Chicken because it is. It's fried chicken, but it's not like traditionally what you'd think of when Americans think of fried chicken. Because this restaurant has like Asian, African, and Latin American kind of inspired dishes. And it was like the least greasy fried chicken I've ever had. And it had like a breading that was so unique, but it was so flavorful. Came with rice and like assorted veggies, and they were great. Just fantastic. Everyone at my table, and there are a lot of people that don't usually do this, everyone at my table cleared their plate. And then
is that the one where they practice like the stand-up?
No, I mean, they tell you jokes as you're going back. They're like, let me tell you about some features, and they go, that's a feature, because it's like light features, which is funny.
I laughed the whole time.
The waitress was like, it's my first time. Is this your first time here? Yeah, it's my first time too. And our waitress was fantastic. The beers are all from like Africa, and they're really, really good. And the dessert was great. It was like a chocolate cake with caramelized banana and coffee ice cream or vanilla ice cream with coffee dust or something like that. And it was everything that we got was fantastic. I think my mom got a Thai noodle dish that was wonderful. And I was like, Disney World really stepped up their food game. It was so good.
I'm excited. The food is one of the most exciting. That's one of the things I'm most excited about.
Yeah. So, and we had good weather. I mean, there was a bad storm on like the last day, but it cleared up by the last 2 days there were bad storms, but they cleared up by Boobash. So it was kind of cooler, but I mean, it was still super hot. But yeah, all in all, it was great. If you guys have any questions, I can ask here or separately. But anyone who's worried, I mean, they were very strict about masks. For good reason. People fought it tooth and nail, and there were times where people say you have to wear your mask indoors, and then they do it and then take it off. I'm sure we've all seen that at supermarkets or anything like that. And one time a person followed them in and said, sir, if you do that again, I'm gonna ask you after you leave. And the guy did not take his mask off again. But also they're really limiting how long you stay inside with just the fact that there's not a long lines because there's no fast pass. It just go.
So it's only, you only have to wear it inside.
Yeah.
Cool. As much, I'll probably end up wearing it outside too, but.
See, I did at first, but really there wasn't any issue being more than 6 feet away from anyone.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I say that I will. And then, like once you get there, you start feeling more comfortable. Yeah. Probably.
I brought probably each day I had a plastic bag full of probably 10 to 20 masks. And I changed my mask frequently and just threw the other ones away because, I mean, you get sweaty. But it was definitely, it wasn't as bad as I had feared with people. I thought people were going to be fighting the mask thing and all that stuff. And I didn't see anyone indoors without a mask. I think people realized, like, hey, I could get kicked out. But
yeah, I'm going to lose all this money if I.
So it was definitely worth it. I mean, I was scared. The scariest part was flying there.
Yeah.
Just because I was like, oh, I'm going to be in a pressurized tube with a bunch of people that I don't know.
Yeah, luckily I've heard, I mean, I don't know how true this is, but I've heard flying is fairly safe.
I wore three masks on the plane. It hurt my ears, but the a lot of the airlines, and I have, last weekend I had an issue. I was stranded somewhere during a hurricane and had to fly from a different thing, but everyone's doing the best they can.
Yeah,
really. And it was cool. I mean, everyone at Disney. Also the last day after I left Magic Kingdom, we were like, we did everything, it's really hot. Let's go back and relax. It's also storming. It's about to storm. We beat the storm just in time. And then we walked over to the boardwalk to get a pizza because they have that pizza window that's open until like 10, 11 o'clock. And we were waiting for our pizza and I see these two moms walking in. I see this other lady who I thought was a lady, go up to the one mom and say, give me your purse. And she said, why? She said, I need ID. And I thought, oh, it's her ID. She must have been carrying it for her. I turn around like 3 minutes later and there's this girl couldn't be older than 13 drinking a Bud Light. And my dad goes, that girl doesn't look 21. I'm like, I don't think she is. She's asked for her mom's ID. I piece it all together. She just, and as a former cast member, I was livid. I'm like, how could you, that girl and that mom might get that cast member fired if anybody causes a stink.
Yeah, that's.
And I'm not a narc or a buzzkill, but it just, something about it rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, if, to be honest, it would bother me regardless, but if I didn't work there, I feel like I'm going to be much more like, noticing how people treat the cast members this time around because it's my first time back, especially in Tomorrowland. I'm going to be like, oh God.
Yeah, that was tough. I think a lot of the people that go, it's a tough balance because they're paying, some people are paying so much, but they have big families.
Yeah.
But the majority of people were really nice to the cast members. I saw some that were really mean. I mean, like this person who is running this line in Space Mountain is not responsible for your bad day. They're not responsible for Disney's policies. Like, cut the people some slack. They're literally kind of putting themselves at risk when you think about it.
So, yeah.
But they were all, I mean, every cast member I encountered was great. Really. You could tell they were happy to be back. And especially if you're nice to them, they'll be nice to you. So.
Yeah, I agree. I think the cast members, like, I'm happy that they did do something like being like, oh, the vaccine is required between. Oh, they didn't end up doing it with Yes, they only did it with cast members. Never mind, I take that back.
No, yeah, they haven't done that yet. I wrote that in a survey. I think it'd be better if they had to show proof, but then that would cause a big stink amongst people.
Yeah, but, you know.
I'd go back immediately if they did that.
Yeah, I think you'd see a lot of people. I think the issue is, I don't know, we won't get into it, but I don't know if legally in Florida they can because of some of the stuff that they've passed.
Well, there's, I mean.
They should, but.
Yeah, there's some, well, no, this isn't a legal podcast.
I do have one big question, though. When we were talking while you were there, you mentioned that they have robots walking around the park. Am I wrong?
Oh, no. So if I'm not mistaken, there was a thing that Connor sent us that had like blueprints for Sully.
Oh God.
You know, like, ooh, the extended arm thing.
Yeah.
And I said they had Sully walking around the parks. I don't know if it's the new thing or not, but I hadn't seen Sully like this. His arms were like 10 feet long.
Oh God.
Oh no.
It was kind of disorienting.
I'll try to take a picture of a mom down there.
But they do like a thing in Hollywood Studios. They have like a parade, and it's Sully by himself, Mr. and Mrs. Incredible with Edna Mode in a car, Buzz Lightyear, and maybe Woody, and then the Army Men. And the Army Men are playing drums, and the Army Men are interacting, and whoever the Army Men are should get a raise because they alone make that entire parade. They're having fun, they're taking pictures, they're drumming. It's just, they're the best part of it.
Yeah, I'm excited, especially because did you end up seeing Happily Ever After?
Part of it. I was doing stuff, like we were in the park when it happened, but we were trying to, I'm not a big firework guy.
Yeah, just because they're, you saw that it's ending.
Like, yeah.
I'm excited to see what they add, though.
I like the fireworks around Epcot, because it's not just a firework show. Like, I don't know, I appreciate it, and I understand why people
those
like
ones
it.
Are also. Those ones are also leaving, too.
Yeah, but the new one apparently is going to be sick, so we'll see.
Oh, cool.
I did Frozen Ever After, the Frozen sing-along for the first time. And the first time I walked out, because the people behind me were talking the entire time and like being really obnoxious. And listen, if you go to Disney, don't talk about your personal life in graphic terms when there are kids around.
Yeah, probably not a good idea.
So that was bad. But the second time it was great. The actors are fun. It's a fun thing. And then I did Monsters Inc. Laugh Floor twice. And the first time it was like a weird, like, let's just talk to the audience. Like, it wasn't the original show. And then the second time I went on, it was one of the funniest times I've ever seen it.
That's the thing. If it's not like super funny the first time you go on it like three more times and you're going to have a different show every time.
And like, there's different people voicing the monsters, and some of them just work the crowd a lot better than others. And Mike, the joke that Brad and I always texted, not the one about spaghetti, but the one, what happened to the cat that ate the ball of yarn?
I honestly don't even remember it.
I think I'm pretty sure Connor, you, me, Connor, Brandon went on that ride a ton. I know that.
Oh, yeah,
we did. And it definitely was not a joke that I came up with. So if it's Connor, good job, Connor. If it's Brandon, good job, Brandon. If it was you, good job, you. But it was, what happened to the pregnant cat who ate a ball of yarn? He had mittens.
That was definitely Connor.
Yeah,
Connor, I mean, or Connor. It could either go Connor or Brandon, to be perfectly honest.
It wouldn't surprise me for either one because it's funny, but like it gets picked every time. So it was a fun trip overall. I immediately wanted to go back. I wish I would have stayed longer because I wanted to do Animal Kingdom. The people I'm friends with are there now, and they said that Flight of Passage was walk on.
Wow. That's
like,
impressive.
It was like 15 minute wait. They say that's
one
super
I'm
hot.
Not sure if I'll do. I don't know if I'll end up doing that one because I get motion sick pretty bad. So we'll
Brad,
see.
Have you done Soarin'?
Yeah.
Imagine Soarin' on steroids.
Oh God.
Like it legitimately, when I first wrote it, I went, this is the greatest ride I've ever been on. And it's still up there. It's so, James, would you agree?
I totally agree.
Well, I don't take James's opinions because he's the one that was like, my favorite ride is Dinosaur. And then we're like, James,
my favorite
we're going
movie
on
is three episodes of Star Wars.
Well, when we were at Disney, the whole time he's like, yeah, we're going on Dinosaur. And then we finally were going on Dinosaur, and he goes, oh, I'm not going. I'm like, why aren't you going? And he was like, I don't know if I like that ride. So we forced him to go on it with us.
Well, I was just kidding, right?
You were kidding about what?
I was kidding that I was like freaked out at that ride.
You weren't, because you kept trying to walk off of it.
Yeah, I know. Wait, what? No, I wasn't.
Were you kidding, James?
Maybe it's a joke, but I totally wasn't going to like leave the line.
You told me that you almost fell out of the ride.
Well, I almost fell out of the ride that time, because like I got in the car and I was trying to put on my seatbelt, and they didn't even check our seatbelts before they started moving. They just shipped us out because I guess the line was backed up. So like I was still trying to get my seatbelt on like right as we got to the ramp.
It seems made up.
Yeah.
No, it happened.
You know, James,
you're telling me they didn't make you pull on the yellow strap?
No,
they do it every ride.
Maybe they did it super quick, but
oh, now you're like backtracking. Legit. We got him, Brad. We got him.
We got him. High five. That was me clapping my hands.
I clapped my hands too.
Oh, perfect. You know what, James? Tell everybody about Toga Tips, because my computer's almost dead, to be perfectly honest.
Oh, God.
we have to. It's not a matter of I want this conversation to end. It's a matter of my computer is almost dead. We could go for 4 hours if we could. Like, I want to do a 4-hour episode, but I don't think anybody would listen to it. So
not even us.
No, I've never listened to an episode of this show.
You totally have.
When editing, but then I've never listened to it while it's up. I fast forward through it so that it gets a play. James, you're not talking about Toga Tips.
That kind of counts, I guess.
James told me on an episode that he listens to the show, and I said, name the last episode you listened to. And the last one he listened to was like a year ago.
James likes that one episode that he gets to lead the conversation. And he just listened to that one over and over. Like, yeah, pass, James. You tell Brad what's up.
Oh, good times. Good times.
Well, James, now is the time that you actually do have to tell them about Toga Tips, because my computer is at 30% and I don't trust that it will last long.
All right. Well, if any of you out there that are still listening, you guys like Pokemon related content, come check me out at Toga Tips. We're on YouTube and we do daily news videos and stuff. That's all I got.
Oh.
Trying to conserve battery as much as possible. So actually, I do have a question to Nick before we
we're wrapping things up. Trying to make noise over the Toga Tips thing, just so you know.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, I didn't want you to think I was like stuck like my nose or something. I have a drink next to me.
I thought it was a straw. That's what
it
sounded like.
It is. Yeah.
It was definitely a straw.
Emmy brought me a milkshake halfway through the episode, so I've been drinking.
Oh, hi, Emmy.
She's not. She's outside.
Well, she'll listen to this, I'm sure.
No, probably not.
But yeah, Nick, what do you want to know?
I was curious. What did you eat any of the food and wine booths? And if so, what was your favorite from them?
Well, let's see. We ate at Canada, Australia. We got stuff from England. Japan, I think.
Ooh, that's pretty good. Did you have the slider from Hawaii?
I did not, but the steak, I think it was Canada. There's a filet in Canada. I think it's Canada. Hold on. I'm going to look this up real quick. Disney wine and food. Yeah, it's a filet mignon. It's really good. We got there was like a lamb chop from Australia that I didn't have, but the person who had it said it was awful. But the filet, every one of us had a bite, and it was very good. And obviously, I mean, I can't go to Epcot and not get I didn't get a pretzel this time from Germany, which was because the line was pretty long, but we got fish and chips. And if you're going to Disney, anyone, make sure you have either a QR reader or you know how to do that. Or can mobile order on your phone, because you can't really go up to most restaurants. You have to mobile order. They won't even let you in unless you have an order.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah. So, like, and you can choose a pickup window, and then it'll say, like, I'm here, start my order, and that takes about 5 to 10 minutes, and then you'll be able to go in while your order is being waited for or made.
Is the steak place a place that I can just pick up steak from randomly, or do I have to make a reservation?
You can pick it up randomly. It's like a little booth.
Oh, well, I'm saving that place.
It's very good. I don't think that one's mobile order. A lot of the food and wine places aren't mobile order. You just walk up and pay. And then, of course, and in Italy, I had a limoncello margarita that was, they used to be frozen in my memory, but this one was not, but it was still, it just tastes like lemonade, but it's great.
Oh, it's not frozen this year?
No. Oh, I also went to Oga's Cantina.
What's that?
That is a Star Wars bar.
Oh, actually, yeah. I looked up the menu for that, and it said there was something about blue milk, and I looked up what blue milk was, and it looked gross.
I didn't get – we only got alcoholic drinks. I got – somebody got the fuzzy tauntaun, which is like a peach drink that makes your mouth numb.
That's like a good one.
I got the Bespin Fizz, which is just like it has like it just bubbles, and it was pretty good. And then I got the Jedi Mind Trick, and that's like just mostly vodka. But every drink we had there was great. Like that place, the atmosphere is great. And the old Star Tours droid Rex is the DJ. And the way that the bartenders play along with like that thing, I wish it was bigger, because I couldn't get a reservation. We had to I had to pay online for like this thing to alert me when there was reservations, and I made it immediately, but I'm glad I did, because it was
You had to pay for it to alert you.
There's a website, it's like Mouse Chat or something, and they have a thing that like they are constantly checking get alerts for when it's available. It was $10, and then it sent me a text message being like, hey, they're available now, because they go real fast. And I'm very glad that I did that, because I got to go, and knowing what I know now, it was so worth it. It was so much fun.
Oh, we'll definitely have to check that out then. My friend is obsessed with Star Wars, so
they have a walk-up window, but it takes a while. So if you can get a reservation, it's awesome.
Cool. Yeah, I'll definitely have to check it out. We've just been really bad at booking the Hollywood Studios, like restaurants and stuff, because we don't know what time we'll get booked for Rise of Resistance.
Well, I was told we had a reservation at 12:25, and our Rise of Resistance thing was going to put us around 12 noon. So there's a chance there's overlap. And I was told that if there's overlap, you just tell the people and they'll make sure that you get on.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah. So you can basically go to your reservation and then go back to the ride, and they're cool with it.
Cool.
Yeah. Neat.
Again, the cast members are great. I don't have anything to plug, but thank you for letting me be on the show. I hope to be on
soon,
especially for the Rise of Resistance episode and all this stuff. Sorry to talk so much, but...
No, it was great. I learned a lot about what it's going to be like on the trip, because I haven't been in like 3 years, so...
I had such a great time, and it was... Disney, you know, gets a lot of slack for, they're doing this and this and this. But everything, I had no complaints.
That's awesome. I'm happy that, because I was nervous that like it was gonna be a lot different, and knowing that it's like still great is good.
I just keep some hand sanitizer with you, but they have hand sanitizer things all over the park too.
Cool.
And like they're doing the best they can, and anyone who gets mad at them, just chill out.
Yeah. I agree. Well, thank you, Nick, for coming on. If you haven't already check out our episode that came out on Wednesday. It was a bonus episode about the Kanye album, which it's a short one. It wasn't good. That's my spoiler. stay tuned potentially for the Drake one when I make James listen to the new Drake album. Don't know if or when that will come out or if James will protest that. But so far, he hasn't protested any of my suggestions. So when I suggested that we end the podcast, I'm surprised he didn't say yes after all the torture he's been through.
Oh, rip. I'm surprised he didn't say that.
Yeah, Ripperoni.
Okay, hold on. Sorry, you're going to die, but Ripperoni? Is that an actual thing you say?
Well, I think I said it last week, making fun of him.
Oh, and you adopted it? You made it your own?
I mean, it's a thing.
How is that a thing?
I'm pretty sure it's a thing.
Is it like, are you going to tell me that it's a topping on yitza?
I mean, yeah, that's a thing.
Okay, I'm glad the pause is there.
It's on Urban Dictionary. It means rest in pepperoni.
All right. Okay. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I'm ending it there after James is trying to start new phrases, and because that we don't need that.
Ripperoni, that's, everybody.
But it's right. Actually a phrase.
Oh my god.
As James, he submits it.
James, leave everybody with a case about why ripperoni should be accepted into the English language in the dictionary.
I mean, it's not in the official dictionary, but it's a thing.
No.
All right. Good one, James.
Good. Fantastic. All right. We'll see you next week for who knows what, but then the week after, we will be here talking about me getting ready for my Disney trip.
Ripperoni.
Are we ending it at Ripperoni, James? Is that the last word? Or
yep. That's the last one. Just leave them on that.
Oh, God.